This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Long before Hollywood started cooking up movie versions of giant mammoths and saber-toothed cats, the real things actually roamed what is now known as Los Angeles. And a lot of them wound up here for the same reason a lot of LA's current residents did: the weather. As far back as the Pleistocene era, which ended more than 10,000 years ago, the mild climate was a selling point. You fast forward to the present day, and as the city is digging miles of new subway tunnels, it's finding the remains of some of LA's earliest residents. This Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports this is a good time and a good place to be in the paleontology business.
There's nothing that stands out about this particular cinder block warehouse off the freeway in Riverside County. It's just another building in an industrial lot. But inside,
there's just fossils done everywhere. The sloth pelvis is in the corner. There's a bison skull on the table.
Ashley Ledger is a paleontologist with the company Cogstone. And this is Cogstone's lab, now home to a couple thousand fossils unearthed during construction of LA's vast new subway line. Leg, arm, and backbones the color of wood are organized on metal shelves. There are more bones in cardboard boxes and buried in plastic bags full of dirt. A lab technician uses a scalpel to scrape at a golf ball-sized rock, revealing bone. Probably a rib fragment, says Ledger.
Any animal you can think of from the Ice Age, we have found them, plus the ones you don't think of.
And the biggest fossils, they've given names.
This is Andy.
Andy is the giant horn of a giant bison. The enormous pelvis of an elephant-sized ground sloth is
Shakira, because of course, her hips don't lie.
And then there's Hayden.
Hayden is my baby. I love this fossil.
Hayden is the 5-foot-long skull of a young Colombian mammoth. Its horns jut out 2.5 feet.
Hayden is a big deal. To find a juvenile nearly complete with both of its tusks still in socket is unfathomable. It is literally like the dream. This is the thing you want to find in your career.
That dream begins here. 60 feet below Wilshire Boulevard, one of LA's main arteries, a ventilation system pumps in clean air as bulldozers push mounds of soft, wet earth. Bethany Ader, another Cogstone paleontologist, follows them on foot, looking for fossils.
I compare it to trying to find a Skittle in a bowl of M&Ms. It sounds impossible, but you realize there's slightly different colors, slightly different shape, slightly different markings.
If she sees something, she'll tell the construction crew to divert. She records what the fossil is and where she found it. If it's big enough, the construction crew may help her team excavate. They lifted Hayden out on a crane. This doesn't happen everywhere. California has strict laws requiring developers to plan for and mitigate damage to fossils. Ledger says most paleontological finds in the state now come from construction projects.
It's a completely different experience out here. In the rest of the world, you rely on luck and generosity.
Over the past 5 years, Los Angeles has paid Cogstone $2.5 million to recover fossils on this subway line. It's an experience other paleontologists would like to have.
Well, yeah, it does make me jealous.
Edward Davis is a curator at the Museum of Natural and Cultural History in Oregon, which, like most states, lacks fossil protections.
I've been in Oregon about 12 years now. I've only gotten maybe one set of fossils from a mitigation-related project.
Nearly all of the subway finds will end up here, in the wooden cabinets of the Los Angeles Natural History Museum's collections. Museum paleontologist Sam McLeod says there they'll add to our knowledge of prehistory.
Then it's part of the record, and that's what we try to store here and keep track of, so it's available to current and future generations.
Downstairs on the main floor, visitors see only the most complete and well-preserved fossils. A mastodon skeleton dominates the Age of Mammals exhibit. And there's...
This is almost the prize of this hall.
The most complete skeleton ever found of a paleoparadoxiad, the 7-foot-long relative of a sea cow. It was unearthed in Orange County from another construction project.
It was a golf course, if I remember correctly.
Paleontologists say Hayden, the mammoth from the subway, may just have the star power to join in that spotlight. In Los Angeles, I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.